take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to jump right into your phone calls. And then coming up, the Super Bowl is imminent, and some people are pretty upset because sex workers will come into town. Mm-hmm. Mark, you're going to tell us about that. But first, to the phones and your thoughts. Stephen is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just calling about kind of what transpired on your last phone call, sort of. I think that a guy like that, you know, doesn't have a lot of power. You know, he's not
a
really...
A guy like... I'm sorry, you're going to have to... let's recap here. You're talking about Scott the Bigot. For anybody that just is tuning in here, a very hate-filled individual. Is that who you're referencing?
Yeah, I mean, if I would just call him Scott. I think he has views that maybe you said about. I myself kind of am sort of... taking it with a grain of salt. I wouldn't really call him Scott the Bigot. I understand that you're angry at Scott, but, you know,
I'm not angry at Scott. I pity him.
Okay, you're upset with his views. But
I just pity him. He's a sad, sad man.
I understand.
And he is a bigot, so I'm going to continue calling him Scott the Bigot.
Let me tell you one of the reasons why I don't chasten Ian for doing such a thing. And I agree that it's it puts him in this little box and it makes him more difficult to get out of. But we've been talking to Scott for quite some time now. A couple of years, and his views tend to be the same. And one of the things that concerns me is that when people hear him talking on the radio, and he calls on a pretty regular basis, sometimes multiple times a week, and my concern is that what they'll think is the Free Talk Live is an opportunity for bigots to get on and talk about whatever they want. So to protect the integrity of the show, I don't mind him being called back. Please go ahead and respond.
Well, okay, I guess what I'm saying is if you do think Scott is a bigot, Scott doesn't have a lot of power, all right? People like Scott, if he is a bigot, don't have a lot of power over other people. I don't think there's a lot of people like Scott in the government.
How do you know?
Well, if you're saying there is, I don't know where you're getting that idea from. Because
well, there's the Robert Byrd guy and the Strom Thurmond were both pretty big-time bigots, and they managed to stay in for a very long time.
Those guys are gone.
They are now, but, I mean, it's a new generation where one must keep one's bigotry a little less on one's sleeve, right?
Yeah, just because they don't call, just because the politicians don't call talk radio shows and spew their hatred doesn't mean that they are, these paragons of virtue as far as their beliefs about other people.
I disagree. I think that certain types of bigotry and racism you can wear on your sleeve in this country. And I think I think there are several instances of that I can name, and it doesn't involve Jews and blacks.
Please go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to cite the comment by Robert Reich, who at the time, during the stimulus package hearing, just after 7 days after President Obama was elected, and his comments concerning white male construction workers. Okay? The comment was this: I'm concerned that these stimulus package funds not necessarily go to white male construction workers. Now, I didn't hear, I haven't heard you guys speak about that, but to me...
We don't talk about politicians typically on this program.
That's basically institutional racism, if you ask me. Then there's the instance of the Justice Department ruling concerning the Black Panther intimidation of white voters in Philadelphia. Okay, and they did not prosecute the Black Panthers, who one of them had a weapon, a club in his hand. And you can see it on YouTube. Now, my point about this is that was not prosecuted. Now, that's the lack of prosecution in that case.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about institutional racism.
No, not what, when.
Oh, with the Black Panther thing, that happened during the Obama election. They were intimidating people into voting for Obama at that particular voting location.
Okay.
You're obviously not aware of what transpired. That's okay. I don't hold it against you. She is. she's aware of it. You guys aren't. So that's something that you need to be informed about, and I'm glad I could tell you about it.
Well, I appreciate it, but I mean, you know, one of my thoughts is that the more you talk about racism, the more you have racism. So, like, what I see racism as is, you know, let's use blacks and whites because that seems to be the biggest form out there. Is I think that you know, when black people think about themselves as a group, and I don't think people should think about themselves as a group, but when they do, they say, you know, those people over there, their ancestors or whatever treated my ancestors poorly, and sometimes some people that look like them will treat me and my family poorly, and so they have this kind of, you know, this complex about, you know, white people and that kind of thing, and what that'll do is that'll have white people, some of them, get reactive by saying, hey, I never owned a slave, I've never done anything like this, and what I see in my life is sometimes, you know, some black people get hired over white people and all this other stuff. And, you know, what I think it is ended up being is this kind of hot potato match where people throw the racism thing back and forth. And I don't think that serves anything. I, as a guy that most people would perceive as white, and I don't even claim a race anymore because I think it's stupid. As a guy that most people would consider white, I'm not seeing racism on my, it doesn't offend me that, you know, some politician somewhere said something like, I'd like to see this program go to black people. I don't think government programs should exist and to benefit any one particular group, whether those people are white or black. Do you understand where I'm coming from on this one?
Well, sort of, but let's put it this way. When the comment was made about the white male construction workers, it was about exclusion of white male construction workers on basis of race.
And but for government contracts, right?
And that was stated by Robert Reich.
Well, you know, the problem is then with government contracts. Wouldn't you agree that the government is doling out so much of the work in the area of construction?
Okay, here's my take on it. You want to talk about government contracts and say it's a problem. I'm speaking about institutional racism. Okay.
I think it goes both ways. I mean, I think that driving while black is still a real problem in this country. I do agree that politicians will sometimes favor one ethnic group over another. All these things are true. But when you start lobbing barbs at one group over another, then you're only perpetuating the problem. You're not solving it.
Right. I'm not throwing barbs. What I'm doing is I'm trying to bring up to you instances of institutional racism, which I feel are by people who are in power in the government, who actually have power.
But didn't you start your call by claiming that the people in government aren't racist?
No, I never said anything like that.
Maybe I totally misunderstood you then. Okay, so yeah, there's racist
people like Byrd and Strom Thurmond, that those guys were gone, and I think the suggestion was being made that racism doesn't exist against black people in the federal government.
No, what I'm saying is this. Eric Holder, okay, refused to prosecute Black Panthers on basis of race. That is institutional racism against.
Okay, so are you going to stop paying taxes?
Against the victims of those crimes.
Excuse me, are you going to stop paying taxes?
So the fact is that is injustice.
Are you going to stop paying taxes? You seem very upset about this.
You seem very upset about the white people having the institutional racism. But you do understand that black people in this country are executed on a much higher level, that they are that they have crimes prosecuted against them on a much higher level than whites. Why aren't you beating that drum? You sound like a bigot when you say stuff like this.
Here's the thing. I grew up in PG County, Maryland, okay?
I
understand racial disparity. I think it's wrong that this drug war has so many black people in prison, okay? You can't play that card with me, bud.
I'm not playing it with you. I am not calling you a bigot. I'm telling you that the way that you're talking makes you sound like one, and I'm trying to give you the opportunity to not.
It sounds like you've got this, you know, a chip on your shoulder, and I agree with you. There's racists in government. Okay, let's get rid of government. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site totally free. Got a lot of stuff there, including the bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other listeners there. It's our message board, bbs.freetalklive.com.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? The cruise isn't just a convention on the water. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate. But it's really an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535 double occupancy. The deadline is March the 1st. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com and do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. You don't need to have the whole $535 to reserve. You can have as little as $200 reserve, and then you can pay later. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
So let's continue taking your phone calls. Then coming up, the Super Bowl and the sex trade. First, David is in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I was just going to respond to, Scott, and, I don't know, man. It hurts my heart when I hear somebody with such a against... I met many Jewish people, and I've always found them just great. I just thought they were great, the ones I met. I think if he met some and was friends with them. And besides that, one thing, he talked about this cancer. When you all started talking about him, if he found some Jewish blood in his system, and that was kind of fun. But and then he said cancer. The only cancer he has is the hate. That's his cancer.
Up.
That is the cancer he has.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Hate only hurts the hater, no doubt.
Exactly. And I don't know. I just,
I think you're right. What you said earlier, David, is if he could find a Jewish person or a black person that he could connect with, but that would require him to actually connect with people. And from what I understand of our conversations with him over the years, is he's a fairly antisocial individual who, basically holes up in his apartment and then, reads his hate books and likely visits hate websites. Mm-hmm. And essentially the world of hatred consumes him. He has hatred for when he calls the show, he focuses on certain groups that he hates more than others, clearly, but he has disdain for anyone who isn't in his sort of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant mold, and so therefore he's less than likely to even be friendly towards others, to even have the opportunity to encounter and have a positive experience with somebody who may have a different blood stream than him or a different origin.
I'm sure he has encountered those people and just didn't know. And, might kick himself later when he finds out, but,
he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy who is someone who can even meet people.
Mm.
People, just in general.
Right. I was going to say one other thing.
Sure.
If he's so bothered by, maybe there are some Jewish people who have a lot of money and do have some power, but why doesn't he go out and get some power himself? I mean, he could work hard. Maybe those people were hardworking, nose to the grindstone, they worked hard, and maybe they did accumulate some money and power. He could do that. People can do that.
He could, but thankfully he hasn't, because then he'd have power. And
right.
Well, he'd understand if he went out and worked hard, then he'd understand how you have to work with other people.
That's true.
It would probably mitigate his stance to a great deal.
Right. You don't make it on top by screwing people over in general. It doesn't tend to work for a long-term positive business, screwing your customers over and hating and being angry at them. You have to serve them. You have to give them things that they want, and you have to give them, meaning as many of them as possible, not discriminating against different groups of people because you have some sort of an issue. That's just going to hurt your business. It's actually, business can help bring people together. There's no doubt about that. Good suggestion, David. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So is the Super Bowl this weekend or is it next weekend?
I believe it's this weekend. you really are asking the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
The Pro Bowl was over the weekend. I didn't get to see the outcome. I usually like to watch that.
The Pro Bowl? What is that, the college thing?
No, the Pro Bowl is when they... really, this is... Why did you do this? Why aren't we talking about brain surgery or monster trucks? For God's sakes, we have as much qualification. The Pro Bowl is... I'm talking about... I'm taking the lead here on sports. And
You're the one with a football jersey on today.
I'm wearing a shirt that says football on it, so I'm more qualified than somebody.
Yes.
My wife is more qualified to talk about this stuff than I am.
Did she buy that for you?
No, actually, it was left by a workman at my house down in Florida. I didn't know how to get back to the guy, so I washed it and laid it there, and he never came and got it.
Gotcha.
So I wore it. But I like it. It's warm and comfy.
All right, well, let's move on. The Super Bowl is this weekend, presumably.
Yeah.
So where is it going to be? I don't even know.
Who's in it? Yeah. What's the football?
It's going to be in Texas, down where the Dallas Cowboys play, in Arlington. That's where the Dallas Cowboys play.
Now, they just pick some place, right? They just kind of rotates around. It doesn't have to do with where the teams are from.
It has nothing to do with where they are. They plan ahead. I think you've gotten 2 years warning on the Super Bowl. And they always pick southern places. I mean, you're never going to see it at Lambeau Field or something like that. That's where the Green Bay Packers played or do play.
Gotcha.
Or something like that. And so it's always in the southern places.
So what's going on, Mark? I mean, people are pretty upset about this, apparently.
This is from
some people.
Rutherford.org. This is the Rutherford Institute, and they look like they're parlaying the Super Bowl's popularity to talk about issues that are important to them. The wildly popular Super Bowl is, and it, with its revelry of sex, drugs, and alcohol, invariably imparts a Bacchalian aura after Bacchus. The Roman god of debauchery or whatever. I've never seen that word written in that fashion. But to whatever city it plays host to it. But Super Bowl, let's see, 10, the fourth,
Roman 15, numerals.
Yeah, 45, which will take place in Arlington, Texas on Sunday, February the 6th, and will be no exception. Greater numbers of Americans reportedly planning to celebrate the showdown between Pittsburgh Steelers and Green Bay Packers by throwing parties, attending party, or watching at a bar or a restaurant. Consumer spending is expected to reach $10 billion.
Many potato chips will be sold, lots of soda pop.
I love dip.
Beer.
I love dip.
It gets really cheap for all that snack food that I want, so that's really the only time I know that the Super Bowl is around is I can get hot wings for cheaper. Yeah.
Hot wings, excellent stuff. And, you know, we can't discount all the chickens that are exploited for those hot wings. Of course, that doesn't include the money that will be taken by sex traffickers in the lucrative trade that surrounds the Super Bowl, which, according to the Miami Herald, is expected to generate as much traffic for prostitutes as it does for bartenders and bookies.
Damn.
In fact, the scale of prostitution at the last Super Bowl was described by government agents as incredible.
Hmm.
According to Joseph Olney.
Well, wait a minute. Prostitution's illegal. You mean people are still selling sex for money?
Amazing.
Huh. Well, we'll find out what these people are so indignant about here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site free. And those features include archives, a whole bunch of them going all the way back to late 2006, all of them free for you thanks to HostGator. You can download them right off the front page of the website. They're at the top of the site, last week's worth, and then you click into the archive section, and that takes you way, way back, all of it free, and again, at freetalklive.com.
Are you on any prescription medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You know, whether you need any kind of, pretty much any kind of prescription medication. Obviously, they can't do the Schedule Ones or anything like that. But go to meds.freetalklive.com, click on Become a Member. It's on the left-hand side of the page. They'll give you a call the next day. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with the story from, where is this from, Mark?
This is from Rutherford.org.
Now, they are, and is this like a press release, or is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so these people are very upset, apparently, about the fact that when the Super Bowl comes to any given area, that a lot of sex workers come along with it. And that's kind of where we're at in the piece.
Well, yeah, they're going to go into this and you know, expound on exactly what it is that they don't like about it, and I think it's an issue. He says that more than $10 billion is expected to be spent by consumers in all kinds of things, and that sex workers will make as much money as bartenders and bookies. The Florida Commission Against Human Trafficking estimated that tens of thousands of women and minors were trafficked into the Miami area during the last Super Bowl. Tens of thousands is a lot, considering. I mean, how many people are at the Super
attending,
Bowl?
Yeah.
60,000?
How many will fit into the stadium?
I think that the Raymond James Stadium takes on about 60,000 people, so I find that their number to be a little
seems
high.
Inflated, yeah.
And, of course, they benefit
that
by
be like
inflating
one sixth. That would be like one out of every six people is buying a sex worker.
Maybe they're just very high class.
I don't get that impression. So, One such trafficker, Manuel A. Wolcott, was sentenced to 20 years in prison for offering a 14-year-old girl as a Super Bowl special during the 2009 game in Tampa. When undercover investigators inquire about the special, they quoted a price of $300 for two girls, a 14-year-old and 18-year-old, who had been a prostitute for 2 years. In anticipation of this big game, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott announced his intention to have 24 state officials help local law enforcement officers combat sex trafficking. But even with the support of the FBI and the help of volunteer organizations, it's unlikely Abbott will be able to do too much. While most Americans don't hear much about domestic sex trafficking from the media or government officials, it is without a doubt America's dirtiest secret, infecting suburbs, cities, and towns across the nation.
Dirty.
Well, I think that so the point that they're making here, that there's a $9.5 billion industry in girls, not women, and that it's highly mobile. They traffic women constantly. They're moved from city to city, state to state, country to country in order to avoid detection by police and cater to male buyers' demand for sex with different women. There are an estimated 100 to 150,000 underage sex workers in the U.S. And, you know, I think this is something that needs to be approached on Free Talk Live. We talk about prostitution being legal.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. We did recently, actually.
And
I think it was Saturday night.
Where it's legal, you know, say Nevada. I only know of Nevada as an example.
That's right.
You won't find any underage girls at those brothels.
Because that's still illegal.
Now, I think that, you know, having watched the Bunny Ranch show the one time, or whatever it was called, I found those girls to be relatively attractive. And I think that to some extent, you're talking about the chicken and the egg when you're talking about these Craigslist situations. Many of these girls, as I understand it, are preferred on Craigslist, and you know they'll meet with guys and their pimps, you know, work them and keep them in as basically slaves in hotel rooms. All these things I believe to be true. In
usually
some cases,
they're runaways.
Indeed, it's true. And you've got to ask yourself, how does the system propagate that? Why are these girls running away? They can't get jobs doing anything else because the system won't allow them to. You know, they've got problems at home, and you know, in a free world, in a freer world, you're going to have problems at home still, and some girls are going to run away.
Yeah, and they may believe, maybe under the false belief that the pimp will take care of them, unlike mommy or daddy. Now, of course, usually that just means he's exploiting them, but that doesn't mean they realize that at the time.
I think in a lot of cases, you'll find out that once they get kind of nabbed, that they're just stuck after that. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. Or, you know, they've been threatened or whatever.
They don't know how to get away.
Or we'll kill your little sister if you try to leave or something like that.
Sometimes that happens. Just getting away can be very difficult when you don't have a car. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you going to do?
This man is sort of in charge of your livelihood afterwards. So, you know, once you step out of your job and your life, where are you going to go?
And as I understand it, they don't make much of the money that they that they earn. In fact, that
they just kept
the slave masters keep them. And I think that all these are problems. And what I guess you have to imagine is, in a world where prostitution is legal, are these problems going to increase or decrease? I think a lot of people believe that the problems will increase, and I just don't think that's
based
so.
On what? Why would they believe that? I mean, it's just. There's nothing to base that on.
Because what they're concerned with is there's a group of people out there that say porn and prostitution are bad because they're performed by women who have been exploited in their lives, who've been diddled by family members, who don't have good sexual boundaries, that these girls are essentially being exploited today, and that they can't, they don't really want this for themselves, and that they're all essentially sex slaves. Most of, there's a group of people out there that will say that just about everybody who's in the sex industry, whether it's porn or strippers or prostitutes, that all these girls are essentially being exploited.
It's an insult. It's a huge insult to the women that engage in those activities on a consensual basis.
And I just
those people are usually, by the way, jealous. I think they're usually, you'll find just these haggard old women.
I don't think there's any benefit in trying to guess why it is that women that some people will say this, that women or whoever will say this.
Frigid women.
I don't think there's any benefit in suggesting that. Who knows?
I think there's evidence for it. I mean, you look at the people that are complaining about this, and they're just upset that somebody who is pretty and maybe more sexually loose, shall we say, than the individual speaking, they're they're jealous of them, and so therefore they feel like that should be outlawed, well, or at least they should attack their character.
I think they just have a problem, you know, once again, back to, like, the bigoted conversations, they just lump people together, and they assume that all people are going to be the same. And I have to admit, way, way back in the day, when it came to stuff like this, I was too, because I had only met a very few, like, strippers, sex workers, stuff like that within Los Angeles, and all of them were particularly mentally out there. So,
there's no doubt. I'm not denying that within that spectrum, there are people who are pretty messed up in the head and have had things happen to them as young people.
But then I managed to meet some, you know, normal women who just enjoy sex.
Yeah, I knew a girl who was...
they happen to make money off of it. Good for them.
Yeah, there was a girl I knew that was going to college, and she was literally putting herself through college by being a stripper. She wasn't a coke whore or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think I have to agree. I think that there's obviously both in the marketplace. And I think it's horrible that a woman would be forced to do something like this, whether it's a young girl or a woman or whatever.
That's slavery, and that's wrong.
If you're talking about somebody who's doing a job that they don't necessarily want to do.
Yeah, I don't care if it's sex or cleaning pots and pans. If they don't want to do it and they haven't agreed to do it, don't make them do it.
Well, like I think there's a difference between wanting to do it and doing it because
no other option.
Right. You know, I mean, so if your choices are to work for several hundred dollars a day having sex or several dollars a day scrubbing pots, some people will choose the several hundred dollars a day having sex.
Yeah.
I don't consider that exploitation. I consider that the marketplace speaking.
Yeah, they're using their assets, and you know, you might as well while you've got them if you're willing to do that sort of work. 1-800-259-9231. More on this. Would love your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. Is sex work exploitation? Are these women exploiting themselves? Are they being exploited? And there are men sex workers as well. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the, what prompted this was this press release from, was it the Rutherford Institute?
Yes, at Rutherford.org.
Where these people are demanding bigger police presence at the Super Bowl to crack down on the sex workers. And they admit, though, that whatever increased police presence that has been proposed is not really going to do anything, because they must tacitly understand that you can't stop human beings from trading things with one another. If they decide they want a product or service, whether it's illegal or not, they're going to get it. Somebody is going to step up. If there's a demand in the marketplace for drugs, somebody steps up and provides the drugs at whatever risk it takes.
Even the most heinous stuff out there, you know, if there's a market for, you know, little boys being shipped over from Japan for creepy old men to rape, it's going to happen.
And it is. And that's what some of the things they're talking about here, where there are these underage sex workers. How far underage do they go? I don't know. I would imagine the majority of them are teenage, but
they're claiming as low as 12.
There certainly must be some demand for people younger than that as well. And so the problem that I have is with slavery. I don't like the idea of people being enslaved into working for some pimp and not being able to leave and being told what to do and essentially owned by this guy. That I have a real problem with. And Mark, you were asking the question, or I guess part of the question was, if prostitution were legalized, as it is not currently today in most places, how would that affect the availability of, say, underage sex workers?
Right, because it seems to me that the average guy who's going on Craigslist to find himself a prostitute is not looking for an underaged prostitute, because they don't want the extra trouble in their life. They're just looking for a prostitute.
Probably true.
So if you were to have, say, brothels in the town where the Super Bowl is going on, and I'm talking about any town, because just as a surprise, folks, lots of guys like to have sex. And, you know, I'm sure that there would be an industry, whether, you know, male, female, the whole thing. So if you were to have that, wouldn't that diminish the demand for, one of the reasons that young girls are attractive to the pimps is that they're easily manipulable.
They have no experience.
Right. When you have a 30-year-old woman, she's much harder to manipulate than you're talking about a 14-year-old one.
Got to be true, yeah.
So if you have an industry of you know, 20 to 30 year old women who are selling sex or whatever, I don't know how it would work, then it would diminish the demand, in my opinion, for these underage ones. Because to some extent, you're talking supply-side economics here because they're easily manipulable. So I think that it would diminish the demand. I do think that there would be a demand for underage sex workers, and I think that at that point, those that wish to stop these kinds of things, and I'm among them, would be able to concentrate their efforts on the people that would be, you know, doing such a thing. They, rather than trying to go after, because so many times you're talking about prostitutes getting, you know, picked up, John's getting picked up, and it's just, it muddies the whole water. If you were to just make it illegal to or have sex with, you know, women under such and such an age, or...
But why?
Know,
why not just simply abolish the age of consent and allow human beings to make choices?
I think a lot of people really aren't ready for that step, Ian.
Well, in that case, then you can keep looking forward to having more underage girls and boys enslaved, because... As long as that product, or rather service, is illegal, it will be facilitated by those who are willing to take risks, like the risk of jail or worse, to provide those services in the marketplace. And I understand how distasteful it seems, but the fact is, teenagers are having sex. We know this is true. We know that they're getting caught in some cases, being charged with criminal sexual acts like child porn for taking a picture of themselves having sex or taking a nude sexting photo or something like that. And you and I have agreed that those things are pretty outrageous, right? Like teenagers having sex with teenagers shouldn't be a crime.
I absolutely, that shouldn't be a crime.
Right, so if a teenager wants to have sex with somebody who's 18 or 20 or 40, it should be nobody's business but those two individuals. And you can say it's a bad thing. You can ostracize the guy if you find out about it. That's your choice as an individual as to how to respond to discovering something like that happening. How much, how often that would be Front Street is another question.
Ian, what I'm talking about here is people that are enslaved. Okay.
Well,
and
that's a bad thing.
Right. That's right. I'm not in favor of slavery.
If you legalize prostitution for people who are, above such and such an age, then you can concentrate on those that are enslaved.
How are you going to find them, Mark?
At Craigslist, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Right, but they said there are 100,000 of
these
people.
That's because, as I pointed out, there's so many because most guys don't really care about the age of the prostitute. They're not very specific about the age of the prostitute they're looking
for. I'm sure that'll matter to the poor little girls and boys who are being enslaved. They can feel good in their enslavement because there's somebody out there concentrating looking for them.
Well,
right.
Don't you want people looking for them?
I'm fine with that, Mark, to find people who are enslaved, but I'm not so idealistic to believe that they will all be found. And I'm also not so idealistic to believe that slavery will disappear with fully legal prostitution either.
I would think it would diminish those significantly.
I would agree with you.
Well, what are you arguing about?
Well, you haven't let me make my point. If you actually have young people being able to make choices for themselves, like the ability to have sex or to have sex for money, then that will diminish the slavery, because then they will be able to, the people that are in search of these services will be able to find them.
One thing you and I are never going to agree upon, Ian, never, ever, ever going to agree upon, is the age at which a young person can make that decision. You would agree that there is that below a certain age that a young person couldn't make the decision as to whether or not
I don't
to
know
have
what
sex,
that
right?
age is. I'm not going to put an age
I
in
understand,
that.
But you'd say that that's true for some child, right?
I think that some children cannot make certain decisions about things,
okay.
Based on a variety of factors.
I'm thinking a 9-month-old probably fits into the category.
Probably sure. I agree with you on that.
Couldn't make this. Now that we've established at least that there is an age, then where does that age begin? Would I say that 16-year-olds are having sex? Okay, I got that. I that's fine by me. Some states say that having sex with a 16-year-old is legal. It seems to me that if you're able to have sex legally, then you should be able to sell, and you can work legally, then you should be able to sell that sex legally. I guess that's fine with me. I find that to be an awfully young age, it bothers me, but I've got that. When you start going lower and lower there, you're going to find people's tolerance diminishing for your, for what
you're talking
about. I
understand that. I get that people are intolerant, and I understand that they want to believe that they can control the actions of others by making laws, but we've seen that doesn't work. And I'm curious as to how Meg feels about all this.
I don't know. Like, I could never say what, you know, the appropriate age is for anybody because everybody develops differently. And so for me, it's just a matter of backing out and having my own opinions and living by, you know, my own opinions about it and not getting into other people's business about it. I don't agree with, obviously, the slavery aspect of it, and I think that's a bad thing, and that should be, you know, taken care of by the appropriate measures, meaning, you know, whether we have private police or some sort of, you know, parental protection agency that parents can, you know, if their kids run off and they're afraid that they might be picked up by sex workers, they can hire these, you know, pseudo police or whatever. You know, like, people should go into the protection agencies to get their own children back, but me personally, it's none of my business. So.
Do you feel like teenagers should be able to sell sex?
You know what? Like I said, it's not my business. If that's what they want to do, they're going to do it. And so me saying, like, it's a bad thing or it's a good thing doesn't change it at all. It's just a thing.
But
it happens.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. But you, from your perspective, I understand you don't want to get involved in it. But should they be able to without facing some sort of legal consequence?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if everybody takes that hands-off approach, I mean, well, first of all, they're probably going to find work in another industry because everything will flourish if everybody was to take that approach with...
But sex,
you know,
the sex... Okay. Well, okay, you could say that in a legal sex industry that prices might drop. That's a possibility because of increased competition and open competition. So maybe it'd be less... Maybe it would be less of an attractive thing for a teenage
girl. Yeah, because I think a lot of women get into it just because it does make so much money compared to other things.
Yeah, I can see that there's a huge allure for the amount of money that's that's involved. With these kind of things, and I've seen for myself, you know, a friend tried to do stripping one time, and she made it one night, and just found it to be so disgusting that she didn't go back.
So the money wasn't worth it.
Yeah, but you know, she didn't. She tried it because of the money.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. It is no doubt a controversial discussion. You can, of course, also bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. How far is too far when it comes to legalizing the sex trade? Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.